This is the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Brady, empty backfield, shotgun, time to throw, toward the end zone, touchdown, Rob Gronkowski.
The pregame social is the world's biggest virtual tailgate, featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
Back-to-back, world championships, 3 out of 4. Yes, it's a dynasty.
Paul Perillo and Andy Hard of Patriots Football Weekly are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Patriots travel to the Meadowlands to take on the 5-3 New York Jets.
Third and goal at the Jet 2-yard line. Brady, he looks to the end zone, fires to the end zone, wide open, touchdown, the young Jets.
Now, Paul and Andy get you ready for the game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the JetBlue Patriots pregame social.
Welcome to Gillette Stadium. Nice crack in my voice right off the top.
Yeah,
end.
Yeah.
And just in case you were wondering, no, I have not kicked the cough that has been plaguing my appearances on
a little frog in my throat.
Patriots.com.
Or the bucket either, so you got that going for you.
What's the bucket?
You said you didn't kick the cough. You haven't kicked the bucket either, so you're still 50-50.
All right.
At but we are age, here. That's a possibility.
We are here for a JetBlue Patriots pregame social, and ironically, it's against the Jets this week.
And we'll find out if the Jets truly blow.
A very, very big game, I think, for, what is it, week 10? I think this is as big a mid-season game as you can get. I think both teams...
Or at least one of these teams.
Both teams really, really need this game. I think there's a lot on the line at this stage of the season. I know there's a lot more football to be played, but I think it'll be tough for the loser of this game, especially for the Jets. I think it's more important for the Jets. But that's one question I want to get into, Andy Hart, as we set up our keys to tonight's football game. At MetLife Stadium, one of the things I want to throw out you right now, and we'll talk about it as we get into the show, but more important, real quick, Patriots or Jets win tonight? Who's got more pressure on them?
More pressure on them? I think the
bigger
New
game.
England
who's
Patriots.
Bigger? Who's
I think
a bigger
the New
for?
England Patriots. This is a huge game.
Yeah, I think you can make a great argument both sides.
I think the two teams are in totally different spots than they were the first time they met. I think the Jets were a team that was on the precipice, is that what you say? Of a collapse, of falling apart.
Not only that, but the edge.
And I think the Patriots are on that edge, because you can say all you want about soft schedules down the stretch and making whatever. The bottom line is this team doesn't lose 2 in a row, certainly doesn't lose 3 in a row, certainly doesn't start to question itself. I mean, if you just watch some of the stuff today, the comments made by people on these national pregame shows and the overall air that is surrounding the New England Patriots right now, it's not a good one. And if you go down there and you lose, and I know you're supposed to lose, you know, this series over the last few years has been win at home, lose on the road. But if you go down there and lose 3 in a row, to fall out of first place, allow the Jets to take sole possession of first place, I think you could be in trouble mentally as much as physically. Just what the hell's going on? Just a true mental locker room confidence crossroads.
And there's a lot of those things that I think will also hold true for the Jets. And I think that's what makes this such an intriguing game, because the Jets can't afford to lose their second game against the Patriots. And they want to be a division champ and play home playoff games. They can't afford to fall a game behind the Patriots and be behind them in the tiebreaker at this stage of the season. They're playing well. They're at home. A lot of the pressures that you just talked about, and I think you're absolutely right, a lot of the pressures you just talked about also fall on the Jets' shoulders, and not a lot of games do that.
I think some of theirs is almost self-created, though. The whole importance that Rex Ryan has put on, got to win the division, got to beat the Patriots. If we want to go to where we want to go, we got to win the East, we got to play home playoff games. This game is big for that. I also think it's big from the Jets' perspective. If you look at the remaining schedules, they're virtually identical, with the big difference being Patriots have the Colts, the Jets have the Giants, and the Giants are a better football team. You know, even though that'll be a home game and everything, I think that's a tougher game to play. I think that's the toughest game to play on the schedule. And even if you think the Eagles are tougher, they both have to play them, so that's an equal one. So I think if you look at you're just playing game for game. If you lose to the Patriots now, you lose the tiebreaker, because now you didn't even split the season, and you're a game behind them, and theoretically you have the tougher schedule down the stretch.
So it's a nice setting of the table here as we get ready to talk about
the dinner table, too. It's around 6 o'clock. Everybody eating?
Absolutely. And as you know, every week on the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, we like to tell you all the different ways you can participate in our conversation here in our pregame show. And first and foremost, you can send us an email at webradio@patriots.com. Again, that's webradio@patriots.com. You can also call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline. at 508-298-0398. And we usually get a lot of phone calls, a lot of participation, and we look forward to touching base with Jeff in Vegas, who will have all the latest on the movement, so to speak, with the number and things like that. So those are two ways, and we also are very friendly with the social media. Andy Hart takes great pride in keeping track of the Twitter feed. You can make sure you give a hashtag of PPGS, and we'll get right to those tweets as you want to send them in. You can get at Jumbo Hart is how you reach Andy. At PFW Paul is my Twitter feed. So definitely hashtag PPGS on that.
Send your photos in. We want photos for the Facebook page.
Let us know how you're tailgating. Let us know how you're getting ready to watch this game. Beautiful day in New England. Very unseasonably warm. And I wonder how people are getting prepared to watch this game. And let us know.
Getting hydrated as Tom Brady.
Send your photos in.
All day to get hydrated as Tom Brady would say.
We'll get those up on the Facebook page. And we have some polls up on the Facebook page. We'll have one there already. We'll touch base with that in a second. But it's time right now to check in with Andy Hart because he likes to take the temperature of Patriots Nation on FanTab. So we'll check in to determine how much confidence Patriots fans have going into tonight's game. What do you got, Andy?
Not a lot of confidence. Fans not feeling good right now. In fact, while it's a funny number, it's not a good number for confidence rating. New England Patriots fans, 69 confidence rating right now. That is trailing the New York Jets at
69.
A confidence rating of 76, trailing the Buffalo Bills with a confidence rating of 77.
They just lost 44-7.
And maybe worst off of all,
was
1 point ahead of the Miami Dolphins at 68. The Dolphins.
Dolphins got it rolling.
Apparently
now
their fans enjoy winning because they've gone up 15 points in the last 24 hours.
Hey, if you've gone as long as they have without seeing a home win, you'd get excited too.
Yeah, they're still irrelevant, though.
You know, the Patriots never lose at home. They never win at home.
The two true relevant teams are in the 69-76 range. I find this interesting. I understand you have a two-game losing streak, but really, you're less confident with Tom Brady and this team than the Bills fans are with Ryan Bearded Fitzpatrick, who, I don't know, has acted like himself ever since he signed a $50 million contract. What an idiot. What team would give that man $50 million and think that the guy you saw for a short sampling was the guy who, you know, is going to be there for the next five years or whatever that contract was. But
we don't need to go off on a tangent about that, but we made the comment. It looked to me last week that teams have sort of caught up to that Bills spread offense and defended a lot better. It didn't seem to be guys as wide open as they were earlier in the season.
Is that your announcement?
That was my little tangent.
Patriots fans, get your ass on fantab.com. Get over there and at least get the rating above 69. Get it up in the 70s. It's a competitive team. On the road, I know, against the Jets, but you're both in first place. It's a battle for first place, solo possession of first place. Get on there and tell them you're confident. I mean, this is embarrassing. You're almost in last place in the AFC East in terms of confidence. You have the best coach in the division. You have the best quarterback in the division. Probably at least one of the two most talented rosters in the division, top to bottom. And yet you are literally a half a point ahead of Daniel Tosh's Miami Dolphins, the laughingstock of the league.
Daniel Tosh's?
Yeah, he's one of the red carpet guys that does it down there.
Oh, okay.
You know, he puts his fins up on the red carpet.
Fins up. There you go.
Paul doesn't even know who Daniel Tosh is. Wait a minute. You don't know who he is back there?
No, I know who he is.
Oh.
I watch his show almost every night.
Why am I not surprised?
I know who that is.
That's very telling for you.
I know who that is. I didn't know he was one of the Dolphins owners.
No, I don't know if he's an owner. He's a red carpet guy.
Why is that telling for me? I figured you would like it, too.
I do.
You're kind of potty humor.
Saying you watch it every night kind of says a lot about you. Every once in a while to get a laugh. But
yeah. Just, I kind of agree with Andy on that, but I don't really think you watch it every night.
I bet Fred likes that show.
I'll cut you some slack.
I bet Fred has never heard of it.
Fred's a big fan of the YouTubes.
I bet Fred has never heard of it.
The YouTube?
Before we get to the calls and move forward with the fan
tab. I want to get to Facebook and the poll, but we'll do that after we do whatever you have on tap right now.
And now I know how Fred feels again.
Why?
Because you cut me off every time I start a sentence. I just wanted to update on the Twitter feed some of the issues coming out of MetLife Stadium. Ryan Wendell and Nate Solder on the field, according to Eric. With concussions or with I don't know. But Nate Solder's been on the field warming up with Brandon Dedrick, according to many of the tweets coming out of MetLife Stadium. They were in pads. They were banging around. So apparently Nate Solder, who was added to the injury report on Saturday with a concussion, has been cleared for contact because, according to the tweets, he's been getting contact on the field out there. So that's something to keep an eye on, whether he's active for this game. And Kevin Faulk has been on the field. People have seen him, and Patrick Chung has been seen. So early indications are that some of the key members on that injury report could very well play. And obviously, we knew Chung was in New York because he got excited and tweeted that he was in the New York house or whatever he tweeted. So some of the injury front may be looking a little bit positive heading into this big game.
I concur. That's great news for the on the injury report, good, because good the last time we had one of those, you know, additions on Saturday, it didn't go well. So
yeah,
it's nice to see
slight
that it
difference
looks like
is at least this addition is relevant. That a guy was added, and you know, how do you know whether it went well or not? Because that guy never plays anyway.
True, true. So what do you got for the first poll of the night?
It's a
Kevin?
Good segue there that Andy just had, because the poll is which injury could affect the Patriots' chances of winning the most in tonight's game, and the list is Nate Solder, Brandon Spikes, Patrick Chung, Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis, and Gary Guyton.
I know I go with the theory the defense can't be any worse, but I think the answer has to be Chung, because I think it can be worse. I mean, you could literally see 70-yard touchdowns on every play. They haven't been doing that.
Just to back that point, Greg Bedard, friend of the show from the Boston Globe, had a kind of a first-half superlatives thing, and the thing that he thought was the worst performance on defense was whoever played safety other than, you know, alongside Chung. He had all three of them.
No question.
So if you think that, and you want to take Chung out of the equation
and put two of those guys on the field. I know we got depth there because Ross Ventrone was promoted to the active roster for this game.
Correct.
And I know fans were up in arms because Tequan Underwood was released.
It's amazing, a guy who has done absolutely nothing in the National Football League.
I think it's
league.
The hair.
Maybe.
Hair today, gone tomorrow. Ho! And tomorrow was Saturday.
Kevin, I also, not something we need to do today, but I need you to help me out. I want you to replay the first 5 minutes of the show for Andy at some point, because I want you to record how many times Andy interrupts me in the middle of trying to do something.
Paul's got his panties in a bunch.
I can do that.
Just as a point of clarification. But anyway, as we normally do within the first segment of our...
When someone's talking, you have to shut up.
Now he's interrupting me in drops. We normally do during the first segment is we check in the Ace Ticket Hotline with Jeff in Vegas, who has all the latest on the line movement. Jeff.
So Wexford,
by the way, I like his inflection and his diction. Back to Snagglepuss super quick. Back to the game, guys. Hi, how are ya? Like doing some PPGS during supper.
Well, it's not really supper time where you are, though, right? Isn't it like 3 o'clock?
That is correct, Andy. It's,
look at me. I know my time zones.
You got it down, man. You know, 3 hours behind. And that's one of the nice things about living out here. Is that, you know, the late game ends at, like, you know, 9 at night. So you've got your whole evening to go check the lines for next week.
God, you have a problem.
You are ill.
Anyhow, what do we have going here? We have New England Patriots. The line open, New England plus 1.5. Now it's up to 2.5 with all this Jets money pouring in. Total was down around 47, popped up a little bit to 47.5.
Okay. And any analysis for us?
Yeah, we've got analysis galore, Paul. And you know, a lot of people have been saying to me, Jeff, you're really locked in with your picks. You know, do you know something? I think if Kevin were to go back through the archives...
Jeff, let's get one thing straight. You don't have a lot of people saying that. One or two might have sent you a nice little line. Come on now.
I think if Kevin were to go through the archives, I'm 9-3 with my picks given out over the broadcast. Anyhow, I'm going to disclose my secret, though. I've keyed upon a fantastic indicator.
And?
I call it the Eric with a K Negativino Index.
Okay.
And here's what you do. You take whatever Eric's pick is, and you go the other way. And Eric, I know, loves the Jets in this game.
So you're going with the Patriots?
I'm loving New England, guys.
Really?
The spread has swung up to that.
You didn't make picks this week, by the way, Andy.
Well, you can figure them out, though, just with the... I only make them with the index, so...
Yeah, that dude's got very good voice inflection. I like it very much. Thank you, Kevin, by the way. So, and the other piece of the puzzle, guys, tonight, I've been going under past 3 or 4 weeks on New England. Today, we go over the 47.
Wow. Against the Jets team that has... not been giving up a lot of points of late,
and they don't score a lot of points.
This is the Andy Hart who gave out, you know, the Patriots in the in the over last week and missed on both. And here's Jeff, who's a little bit locked in, as we know, giving out New England.
And calling himself Jeff.
Just so you know, we might have to eliminate this segment. It's getting a little bit full of itself.
No, it's coming back to reality today.
Yeah, well, you know, very well could. And actually, Paul, that's a great point. This is the NFL. It's a very humbling league, as we all know. So what do I know?
You know, yeah, I saw you taunting me Thursday night about the Raiders game. I don't recall saying that the Raiders didn't have any chance to win that game, but you know.
Well, how about the dream team today? Those Philadelphia Eagles.
The dream team is right.
Eagles fans in the sports book, literally like having a nervous breakdown after losing that one outright.
Yeah,
that was what goes down as a really, really, really bad loss.
Yeah,
it was at home to the John Skelton led Arizona Cardinals. That's a tough one.
Oh yeah, that's brutal. And along those lines of self promotion. Follow me on Jeff Vegas 12. We're having tons of fun on the Twitter feed. But more important than any of this gambling stuff, let's get that win for New England tonight. Big game. Everyone's excited here. The whole world will be watching. Let's put away Rex Ryan and give him a devastating loss.
I agree.
All right.
All right, guys. Check in next week. Take care.
All right. Talk to you then. Enjoy the game.
Thank you, Jeff. And, you know, along Jeff's lines, you know, he talks about these upsets that you never know what's going to happen. The Ravens are getting it handed to him out in Seattle, 22-7.
Yeah, but that's not usually where you are as a New England Patriots fan. Yeah, anything can happen. I mean, we could go down there and beat him. Usually you say X, Y, and Z is going to happen. It's why we're going to win.
Yeah,
in this game, I think the smart, you know, statistics, trends, everything's on the Jets side.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I didn't mean to put the Jets, the Patriots' chances in the same category
Seahawks.
As Seattle.
No.
You know, I mean, that's not, you know. And actually, if you looked at the Seattle-Baltimore game, we talked about this a little bit, that's one of those games. The Ravens coming off an enormous win at Pittsburgh, last second Sunday night game, and they had to travel all the way out to Seattle. That's a game typically that they stumble in, and right now they're stumbling in it. And I don't know if they have the kind of offense that's going to be able to come back and win that one. But you're right about the numbers and what you know all the things that are happening right now. Just like I'm a big fan of the spot, Andy. You know, in the NFL, I think that there's only 16 games, and I understand how important each and every one of them is. But I think when you look at, you know, a team coming off a Monday night game or coming off a road trip or something like that, the first time these two teams played, the Jets were, it was their third road game in a row. They had lost the previous two, and the one before was a Sunday night game that they got absolutely embarrassed by Baltimore. They were staggering, and you could look at that game and say, the Jets are going to be hard-pressed to come to Foxborough and win that game. And they played well at times in the game. They didn't get embarrassed, but ultimately, the Patriots really had them at bay throughout the second half and walked away with a 30-21 win. All of those things I thought that time are true for the Jets in this game. The Patriots are the ones struggling right now. The Jets have found it a little bit. They're playing a little bit better on defense. They're playing a little bit better on offense. They've got their swagger back a little bit. The only thing from a Jets perspective that would worry me, and I don't know how you feel about this stuff, I think the Jets are their most dangerous when they're yapping. And they didn't do a whole lot of yapping this week.
And I also think the Patriots are at their most dangerous, especially over the short haul, when it's us against the world. And I think they have that in this game.
Yep.
I think Bill was creating that. You know, nobody's going to give you a chance. You're 0-0. You're in a dogfight. It's time to test. Forget the Patriots. Tom Brady is being doubted. And I think when he's being doubted,
very
dangerous. Now, I'm not saying dangerous for the long haul, because you can't do that. You don't get by on emotion and will and all this crap. You get by on talent over the long haul.
Couldn't agree with you more.
But for the short term, I think the Patriots are a dangerous football team tonight because they have conjured up the no respect. Everybody hates us. Everybody thinks we suck and all this stuff. They have that going for them, and that's a benefit to me in this game.
Yeah, and that's why it's a little bit of a contrast. Like, I think a lot of the things, you know, the Patriots are fighting an uphill battle, but that's a very real thing. The Patriots manufacture that a lot. They didn't need to manufacture it in this game. It's there. It's real. There's not a lot of people that are giving them, you know, much of a chance. So that's going to be one way that they are going to have to figure out what they're doing and how they're going to go about it, because the Jets, like I said, I think that that's another fascinating element. I think you can legitimately look at these two teams and say they both have to have this game. They, you know, it's a very big game for them. And I understand what your point is with the Patriots. And I agree. I think it's bigger for the Jets.
Well,
so that's one thing I think we disagree on a little bit. I think the Jets if the Jets had won that first game, then I would say it's bigger for the Patriots, because then you're a game behind, but it's a split in the season series. I don't think you can afford to fall a game behind the Patriots and have lost the season series. I think that's like a two-game lead at that stage. I think it's bigger for the Jets.
Some of the tweets out of MetLife Stadium, an interesting one from Mike Reese, our friend over at ESPN Boston. He says, thoughts from Patrick Chung's pregame warm-up. Looked to be in pain at end. Little explosion when planting and driving. Did not move well. So even if he plays, that does not sound like a good sign. And that sounds like even if he plays, you could see someone having to at least come in for him at times.
Yeah, probably not going to go wire to wire. That's an excellent, excellent update right there. Think we'll get that from Eric later?
No, but he said Sean Ellis is on the field. Looks like he's going to go, if you're interested.
Yeah, I'm really not.
I actually don't think Sean Ellis should play in this game.
I think Brandon Dedrick
played. I
would be
sub defense. Well, I wouldn't have Brandon Dedrick out there either. I'd have Mark Anderson out there all the time. I'd be trying to entice the Jets into running any way I could. I want defensive backs on the field. I want pass rushers on the field. If the Jets run the football, I'll take it. I do not want the Jets throwing the football in this
game.
That's
a great point. I didn't really think of it that way, but I want to defend them.
So I want to be in position to defend them if they throw, or lure them into running the ball with Sean Green as many times as possible, because I think I win that football game.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what they do, the Jets, because here's the problem with a lot of the teams I think that have had success are doing exactly what you are talking about, Andy, in terms of spreading the Patriots out and throwing the ball. I don't know if the Jets have enough weapons to do that. Do you feel? I mean, I think they have good receivers with Santonio Holmes and Plaxico Burress, and a very good tight end with Dustin Keller. I think Jeremy Curley is coming on a little bit as that, you know, kind of Jericho Cotchery type, you know, guy who makes only two or three catches a game, but they're usually important ones on third down. But I don't know if that's really the best way that they play offense to spread out. I don't know how much pressure they put on you, and I don't know if Sanchez is accurate enough, often enough, to succeed that way. I think that's probably the inner struggle that the Jets have when they play the Patriots. Do we just sit there and say, well, this is what teams are doing to New England. It's a 32nd ranked pass defense. This is how we have to succeed. Well, it's one thing if you have Ben Roethlisberger and you're pretty confident that he can do that. It's another thing if you have Mark Sanchez and you never know which Mark Sanchez you're going to get.
You don't. Generally in New York, you get the good one against the Patriots. That's been the MO of this series over the last couple of years. He's been the 100 passer rating guy, more touchdowns than interceptions in New York. In New England, he's generally not been as good, although he's kind of changed that a little bit of late his last couple
last
trips
two have
to
been
New
very
England.
Good. Yeah.
So I think it's interesting to keep an eye on Sanchez, but you know, you look at Plaxico Burress, I know he's going to play. I think he'll be limited because he has a lower back injury. I find it hard to believe that if you legitimately have a lower back injury, you're going to be able to go an entire NFL football game with, especially on a cold night, maybe a little breezy, without that becoming an issue. And I just think they have inconsistent weapons. I think other than Dustin Keller.
That's what I mean.
I think Santonio Holmes, you know this. I think he is a jag great receiver. I think he comes and goes. I think he's an absolute overpaid guy who just doesn't show up consistently enough. He's a rich man's Deion Branch. I think he disappears for games and isn't that good. And if he's the guy that has to lead that a passing offense, again, I'll take Holmes and Sanchez and take my chances.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was talking about. Is I don't know if they have enough guys that are proven.
Well, the issue is what's enough.
Well,
if Brady scores 9 or 14 points, they have enough.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, this is
I mean,
is
the last
Jets.
Two trips to New York, you've totaled 23 points.
No.
If you do that again, you're probably going to lose regardless of what they do on offense.
No, I know what you're saying. But what I meant by that is enough weapons to sit there and say, we're not going to mix it up. We're going to spread it out. We're going to throw the ball 3 out of every 4 plays.
Well, you to know, me, that all
like,
has to
like
do
Pittsburgh,
with Sanchez.
Like Pittsburgh did.
Do you trust him?
I don't think they have enough weapons offensively to do that beyond Sanchez. I mean, even if I thought Sanchez was great, I don't know how good their receivers are. Like, Plaxico Burress, to me, is a guy that can make back shoulder fades. He can be tough on. He's obviously a great red zone target. But I don't know how many – do you really expect, you know, to get a Plaxico Burress game, he's going to have 8 catches for 120 yards? No,
God.
More likely he's going to be a 4 catches for 60 yards.
And you hope
that he has a couple of touchdowns.
Right. Yeah, no
so,
question.
So now it's really – Santonio Holmes and Dustin Keller with some stuff with maybe LT and Green out of the backfield.
To get you to the red zone.
Right. And I don't know if you want to throw, I don't know if that's enough to, I mean, you can kind of bracket guys. I don't know if that's the best way the Jets, I know everybody thinks that's what the Jets need to do. I just don't know if that's in their best interest to do it that way. They need to get Green going, and I think that's hard to do against the Patriots.
I do, too. I just want to say it's becoming more unanimous as I read some tweets that Patrick Chung did not look good in his pregame warmups. Hobbling, limping, you know, didn't look explosive, various terms coming out on Twitter, but that's a major concern. Dustin Keller, I mean, we know how bad the middle of this defense is in general, and then you go with Dustin Keller, who has given this team's troubles, is a very consistent guy. He's a good, solid, probably not elite, but a good, solid, you know, you start the season, you're going to get at least 50-something catches out of him. You're going to get yards and plays. He's a guy that scares me. Even if you go with Burris on some in-cuts down the field, I don't. Now I almost don't care who's out there. It scares the hell out of me because Sergio Brown and James Ahedebo, I just have no trust in them in the middle of the field. You add in the fact that Mayo has a knee injury. He's not as explosive as he's going to be getting down the field. Gary Guyton has been dinged up, correct? So, I mean, you have
he's been dinged up, a lot he of hasn't issues. Been effective either.
Right. So you have a lot of issues in the middle of the field there. So it's almost like we've focused so much on the pass defense and the corners and McCourty struggles. Well, that might not even be an issue tonight. The middle of the field may be where you just are flat out unable to field NFL talent.
All right, so that's sort of the stuff that we're going to focus in on as we move forward here in the JetBlue Patriots pregame social. We have a lot of stuff. I think there's a lot of contrasting styles. I think the stuff that I think the Jets need to do against the Patriots, they probably don't do as well as you might think. The stuff that I think the Patriots need to do offensively, Andy, on the flip side of that, we think they might need to run the ball against the Jets defense. That's the way to go. Not sure. That's what the Patriots do best. So a lot of contrasting styles. Sort of set the table here for a lot of different ways. I want to hear from you, though. I want to hear some calls on the Ace Ticket Hotline. We got tons of emails backing up right now at webradio@patriots.com. We'll get to those. We're going to check in from New York a little bit later with Manish Mehta of the New York Daily News. You guys might not recognize that name, but I'm sure you all know him by the Jetstream, which is his very popular Twitter handle. So we're going to talk to him a little bit later in the show. So a lot coming still in preparation of this very big Sunday night game down at MetLife Stadium, and we'll get to a lot of that right when we get back.
Dear business traveler high in the sky, it's for important work that you do fly. But on JetBlue, we've made your job more fun with free DirecTV to play when your tasks are done. And with 40-plus nonstop straight from Boston, you won't have layovers to cities like Austin. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Luana, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand by flying JetBlue for business. Book now at JetBlue.com/business. DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed, go Pats. With Patriots Checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots Checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. An account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochet. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club story time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're gonna miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y, right?
Yeah.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Welcome back to the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now back to Paul and Andy from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium.
Back here at the Patriots pregame social. Inside the Subway Fresh broadcast studios at Gillette Stadium, Andy Hart and Paul Perillo joining you. Andy, I take exception to this gentleman on Twitter who took a shot at you, saying that you retweet all the Eric's reports after Eric does all the real reporting. What exactly are we supposed to do?
Well, see, there's two issues there. The real reporting part would come into question at times, but the bigger issue is we're doing a pregame show that's Twitter-driven and social media-driven, and he refuses to use hashtags. Refuses to put the hashtag PPGS.
You've
on.
Asked him to do that. In other words,
well, no, but
okay. Well, that's kind of a
shouldn't
hard
he
review.
Know?
Well, it's not something that he thinks about every week. Like
then
we
he's
do.
A moron.
Like
then
I,
he's a moron.
I would like if
how many
if
times
I would
do you think he is
telling lies?
This
you
other
are,
guy has
are,
noticed
you,
that I retweet him. How many times do you think he's noticed I retweet him and all I do is add a PPGS? You wouldn't think it would pop into his little bald head to put a PPGS on it.
I understand what your
he's
point is, but if it was some, if I was doing it. It would be ridiculous because obviously I talk about it every single week.
No, I know, but
he
we should
sees
say that I retweet it every single time he tweets something.
But
well, not every time because, you know, most of them aren't that relevant.
See, I always think that he's on his own planet anyway.
What planet
just,
is that?
Planet Eric. My guess is that he's not really paying attention to your retweeting of his stuff.
Oh, you know he is. He cares more than anyone else on the planet who's talking about him, who's thinking about him, who's not following him. He knows. He sees. Because you get it in your other little, because his name is still in it, wherever he sees it in that other column.
Well, like, just as a point of reference, anytime I tweet something out, and I see shortly thereafter you retweet something that I'm included in, I generally ignore that. Because I know
yeah,
you,
but you see it.
Because I knew you took a shot at me.
But you see it, and if all you saw was, it was your tweet with the letters PPGS before it,
I'm kidding.
I think you would suddenly say, oh, maybe for the pregame show they'd like me to include in my tweets PPGS.
I am kidding. And I
if you're not, then you're as dumb as Eric.
I hear you. I hear you. Kevin, we have an update on the Facebook page on our first poll of the night.
It was which injury could affect the Patriots' chances of winning the most tonight. And it looks like Benny is what people are most concerned about. You got 37% of the votes and Patrick Chung got 31%. So interesting to see they voted for
it's the Benny. Wrong answer.
I think so, too.
What's your Chung?
Chung.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe I might.
Unfortunately,
be
we may have already gotten our answer on Chung.
I might be guilty of not thinking that the Ben Jarvis Green Ellis injury is all that serious, and maybe it is because toe injuries to running backs can be serious. I assume it's turf toe.
Yeah,
and that is a very painful injury for a running back. Stop, change of direction type stuff. Do we have another poll up and ready to go?
We don't.
Okay.
It'll be.
Thanks for dropping the ball.
No, it'll be on its way.
All right. Just make sure when you do, you hashtag PPGS so the Twitter police doesn't get you. That's just perfect. While we wait for Kevin and Matt to get the next poll up there, I'm going to hit the emails a little bit, and Joe is going to lead us off tonight. And he was talking about our epic argument with Fred over the during the course of the week about Danny Woodhead. Says you guys were, well, talking isn't the word, but anyways, what I was talking about when Danny Woodhead is every time he's on the field this year, there is a 95% chance he's getting the ball and the defense knows it. I think this is the reason, and Paul and Andy will say, well, how about last year? And while the Patriots were still throwing while Woodhead was on the field, so it wasn't automatically going to him. And that's why I think about the Woodhead situation, says Joe, and he says F the Jets, only he doesn't just say F like EF. And that is what I believe. So he's really, really a Jets hater, which we like.
Sure.
Let's see. Juan in Ecuador chimes in. Ecuador. Haven't had time to hear you guys for a while, but I am back. I am in Spain now, España. So I will be watching the game at 2 a.m. Now, that's dedication, Andy. You should salute all Patriots fans in Europe making an effort to see the Pats beat the Jets. I read a prediction on Twitter saying that Ocho Cinco will catch 5 balls tonight. What do you think? That prediction, by the way, was made by Michael Irvin. It was his bold prediction on NFL Network this morning.
Yeah,
what do
I
you think of that?
I think that was far less interesting than Michael Lombardi saying people in this side, this building, believe that Chad Ocho Cinco is still the guy, and they still think he's going to develop into a factor for this offense. Michael Irvin can pop off and just pick some random prediction. Now, maybe he's getting it from Lombardi. I don't know. But Michael Lombardi says from within the building, so I'm assuming he talked to somebody, you know, from within the building. They still believe Chad Ocho Cinco is going to be a factor on this offense. I think that's interesting that they're willing to just go all in all year and not give up and not move on to Taylor Price or somebody else.
All right, Kevin, how are we coming on that poll?
We have one.
All right.
It actually kind of fits into what you're talking about. It's who will lead the Patriots in receptions this evening. And the choices are the usual suspects of
Taylor Price?
Welker, Gronk, Taylor Price, Aaron Hernandez, Branch, or Ocho. So take your pick.
Run the gamut there, huh?
Half a dozen choices right there to choose from.
Everybody to choose from. I don't
know. Stephen Ridley.
I don't know how you can go against Welker.
He's a safe bet most weeks.
I mean, I know.
I've been watching, though, a lot of those fantasy programs I was watching this morning saying not to play him, that he's going to
What exactly do you mean by fantasy programs?
Well, fantasy football.
Has that involved anything that, you know, like Andy's passionate about?
No. They did not involve breasts. They involved Matthew Berry and several other analysts.
Yeah, I think the conventional wisdom there is that
people seem to think he's not.
Welker's going to be on Revis, so even if he catches a few passes, it's
You mean Revis will be on Welker?
Yeah, it's same. 5 catches to me is very realistic for Welker, and if that leads your team, then you may be in trouble, Andy. What happened to your mic?
Just went off for some reason.
You all right?
And I didn't even turn it off.
Wow. Someone might be trying to tell you something.
Okay, I'll
tell
you. Yeah, there was a ghost in the studio.
No, you can't turn it off. There's an hour and 20 minutes left.
No solo show.
There'll be no solo.
You can talk more than the next guy.
There'll be no solo show. Well, not with this cough, my friend. Let's check in the Ace Ticket Hotline real quick to Mike in Carlsbad, California. Mike, how are you?
Hey, Paul. Hey, Andy. How you guys doing?
What's up? Doing great.
Good to hear you guys on the radio. It's always a pleasure listening to you.
You jacked up? Well, we do that a lot, but are you jacked up tonight or scared tonight?
I'd say I'm more in the middle because, that's a little off it, but, I lost my mom today, yesterday morning.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Awfully sorry to hear that. That's terrible.
Thanks, guys. Well, it's been a little rough around here for all of us, but she was a 40-year Patriots fan.
Nice.
She's been a Pats fan before she even moved to New England from Florida, where she was kind of partially a Dolphins fan. But
what's your mom's name?
Florine.
Florine?
Mm-hmm.
So she'll be pulling for the Patriots from upstairs tonight.
Definitely, most definitely.
Maybe that's what we need to put them over the edge in New York.
Now, see, that's what I wanted. That's what I kind of wanted to talk to you guys about. I was kind of hoping I made it. You know how they have the how all the Pats have the Myra Kraft initial patch on their jersey?
Yep, correct.
I made one for my mom.
Oh,
I put her initials on my jersey, too, along with Mrs. Kraft.
Nice.
So now, everywhere we go, like we go to a Pats bar out here or something like that, from now on, I'm going to have, we're all going to have her patches along there up underneath, you know, the, around the same. So
well let's do it. Let's do it one better. Send us a photo, and we'll put it on the Facebook page. I want to see your jersey with the patches on it.
Sure.
Send us a photo. Send it to webradiopatriots.com. We'll get it up on the Facebook page. And I got to tell you, if Michael Irvin's prediction comes true tonight and Ocho Cinco has a breakout game, your mom's getting the credit. Because he has looked terrible since, and it must be a heavenly intervention for him to be successful.
I hope so. I really hope so. But could I say something to the guys real quick?
Sure.
Sure.
Hey, I don't want you to take up too much of your time, but I'll just say, hey, if any of the Patriots or the coaches are listening, just, hey, one thing, fellas, today it's, you know, before this whole season you were playing for, you know, for Mrs. Kraft, and, you know, you should have been, you still should continue to do so. But, today, the Patriots fans, you know, I think the Patriot Nation has lost a 40-year-old Pats fan, a 40-year loyal Pats fan, and, That should give you added incentive for some retribution now. So forget about the losses, guys, because we've been with you, whether it's been bad or good seasons, it doesn't matter. We've been with you when it's magical. We've been with you when it's not so magical, and we're still going to be here. So my only request to you guys is simple. Kick the Jets' asses up there by the shoulder blades where they belong. My mother would like nothing better than to have that, too, in their own house. So you guys give them the business. Do what you have to do.
Well said, Mike. Thank you, and our condolences about your mother. But as I said, she's getting credit if Ocho has a breakout game.
Absolutely, Mike. Thank you very much, and our hearts are with you.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Enjoy the game, Mike.
Good pep talk right there. You know, serious, but, you know, kick their ass up by the shoulder blades where they belong. I like that.
It's true.
I like that. So
it's going to be a strong kick to kick Rex Ryan's ass up there. That's a big ass.
But
to get
you know
up
what?
There.
You don't have to have you don't have to have great aim because you can.
That's true.
Pretty much get it no matter where you swing. But yeah, listen. There's a lot of stuff. You know, a lot of stuff going on with these guys. There's a lot of Jets hatred, and I really love that. That just warms my heart. The New York hate, because I hate New York. You know that. Yankees doesn't matter. For some reason, I don't hate the Giants like I do the Jets, but. Still hate him. And as I said that, your boy Eli just threw a pick. And it's 27-13. Niners about to go to 8-1. Who'd have thunk that the Giants and the Niners would have been the game of the day in Week 10?
Well, not of the day, I guess you mean. Yeah. Game of the day might be at MetLife Stadium in a couple hours.
Could be. But, you know, 8
rivalry, physical.
I mean, 7-1 against 6-2 is better than 2-5-3 teams squaring off.
Sure.
Let's get back to the emails here.
An NFC West team never gets any credit. I don't care how good they are.
Actually, I was going to get to the emails, Andy, but we have another call on the Ace Ticket Hotline, and this is what I'm told, and this is Christina that we're going to be talking to from the Triangle Patriots Fan Club down in North Carolina. And I am told, Andy Hart, that this is the largest group Patriots fan club that we have. Is that accurate, Christina?
That's what I've been told. We're up to 378 people now.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of us around here.
Okay, I have kind of a dirty mind. What's the triangle stand for?
We are actually in the Raleigh-Durham-Chapel Hill area in North Carolina, which is called the Triangle, thus the Triangle.
Oh. Probably
not what you were thinking, so I'm sorry to disappoint
you.
And you're a filthy, rotten little man because you knew that.
Just
and you
so
still
you know,
asked it.
If it was what I was thinking, your membership would have doubled overnight.
It might now.
So where do you guys...
That's the spinoff group. That's the spinoff group that meets on Wednesdays.
That's the After Dark group. That's the one I want to be a part of.
Triangle Club After Dark.
So where is your... where do you guys usually go to watch the game, and what's the usual setup for a big game like this?
Well, we actually... right now, there's a bunch of us rolling in right now at Backyard Bistro. It's a sports restaurant down over near the RBC Center where the Carolina Hurricanes play.
Okay,
right across the street. And they've got it set up pretty nicely. It's stadium seating, 5 big, you know, 10-foot screens, TVs all over. I mean, it's pretty sweet. Speakers at the table so you can switch to whatever game you want to hear. They treat us really well here.
Nice. And now, will you have a full house tonight? I mean, how many people will be there for tonight's game, do you expect?
We're expecting about 40 people tonight. I guess, you know, it's tough with the Sunday night games when they're on TV, but it's a pretty good crowd for a Sunday with everybody having to work in the morning.
Right, because everybody can stay home, watch the game, and then get in bed right afterwards, so you lose your
exactly,
attendance.
And then you
yeah.
get the other
story for another day.
Yeah, so they're missing out on the other club.
Now, what kind of group is this? I know that's a that area has a lot of young people, business and stuff like that. Is this a relatively young group, or what's the census like?
We've got a little bit of both. We've got people that are in the younger 20s, all the way up to people that are in their 60s. You know, we've got families and different generations that come and bring them too. So, you know, it runs the gamut, really.
I got to ask you, what do you wear?
I'm myself in my late 20s, so I'm trying to pull some more people in for that age group.
So what are you wearing tonight?
I'm wearing my Brewski jersey, as always.
Well, that's what I wanted to get to.
I'm
see,
sorry,
these.
Did I disappoint you again?
No, these guys are shaking their head. That's a normal question.
This thing is a whopping 16 inches.
It's a normal question to ask someone what they're wearing?
Just because you sound like a hot chick, they make it sound dirty. If you were a guy, I'd ask him the same thing. Does he have a Brady jersey on? Does he have, you know, what do you got on? Right,
these things really are huge.
Yeah. I'm thinking it's a tailgate club. I'm wondering what you're eating. What do you guys normally do?
I was up there at Gillette last weekend tailgating. I was wearing the Brewski jersey again, so, you know. It was only right. For the big games, I break out the Brewski jersey. I've got some other fun stuff, but I only wear the Brewski jersey for big games.
Okay, and so obviously you're a Brewski fan, but who's your favorite player on the team right now? Who do you cheer loudest for most right now?
Well, I'm a big fan of Aaron Hernandez because he grew up in the town right next to me, and my family knows his uncle. And actually, it was my high school in Connecticut that his big brother coached at and got in trouble.
Oh, yes, I remember that story.
Yeah, we can sweep that one under the rug.
But we won't get into that.
Okay, well, I hope you guys have a good time tonight. Enjoy it at it's the Backyard Bistro, in case anybody in the Triangle area is looking to come down and visit you guys.
You know, for some good, clean fun.
But one last thing, can you take a photo tonight and send it in, and we'll put it on Facebook, send it to either webradio@patriots.com or tweet it out with the hashtag PPGS, and we'll put it on?
I sure can. I sent y'all a couple pictures the other day, too, so I'll send you some more.
Yeah, nice. We do have some, and those are already up on Facebook. But send us some for tonight, some fresh stuff. And, Christina, this is excellent. This is a huge 378 members. This is thanks for joining us tonight, and enjoy the game. Hopefully you'll have a lot to cheer about.
See ya.
That's Christina with the Triangle Patriots Fan Club down in North Carolina.
It's a geographic thing, in case you missed the beginning of that segment. Geographic triangle.
You know, the Raleigh, Durham, you know.
What was the other part of it? I missed that part.
I don't know. Is it Raleigh,
Chapel
Durham,
Hill?
And I don't know. Search how much that we were listening. We talked to a woman, and all of a sudden we both, you know,
she
we go to
mush. She was in her late 20s, and she kind of sounded hot.
Yeah, and, you know, of course, you asked her what she was wearing, you know.
I knew she'd be wearing a jersey or a Patriots shirt. That's all I was asking. I didn't want to know if she had a thong on.
I think you did. How's that sound?
Had she responded with that, I would not have been disappointed. I'm just saying. I had an out.
That's true. You did have an out. Let's
do my job.
Before we end up being labeled as the official creeps that we both are, and we both deserve to be, let's get back to the emails here. And Nathan is in Southern California. He'd like to comment on something that I haven't heard too much about, and that's the offensive line. I don't think they've been horrible, but I certainly don't think they've been playing great. I think this may be a key in order for us to be competitive in this game. He has another point after that, but I wanted to bring that one to you, Andy. Something you wrote about recently for Patriots Football Weekly is the sacks and pressures have been up a little bit. How much of a concern is that for you?
I think that is a concern. Now, the Jets are not as good as, say, the Giants last week. They don't have as good a front. They're not necessarily the Jets you think of in terms of pass rush and coverage, but it's an issue. And we've even talked about the fact that is Tom Brady not just feeling the pressure, but anticipating the pressure, maybe not stepping into some throws, maybe feeling the pressure before it's actually getting there. The line has not been great. You know, certainly there's been some hiccups at a lot of positions. You know, I would say up the middle, your center, Dan Conley, you've had issues.
Yeah.
Right tackle, both guys who've been out there have had issues. Logan Mankins, your newly inked highest paid guard in history or whatever that contract puts him at, has had some issues. I would say the one guy I think has had the least issues is Brian Waters.
No question.
I can't even think of a play where you just flat out said, oh, Waters got killed on that play, got beat. So
he had some issues Sunday, but he's been
excellent.
But he's been
for the most part, he's been very good. But I do think that's an issue. It went from 4 sacks, I believe it was, in the first 4 games to 12 in the last 4 games. That's a scary adjustment. Now, make of it what you may, but We have some statistics on our website provided by New York Life, the New York Life Protection Index. They still have the Patriots ranked tied for third in the NFL in pass protection, and they accumulate all the statistics. It's not just sacks, but it's also quarterback hits, knockdowns, hurries, holding calls, you know, all the various issues that could come into play on pass protection. They still have the Patriots as a top three team. They've had the Patriots as a top five team for, I believe, 3 out of the 4 years that they've done the statistics.
Correct.
So, you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt. You see it every week, and you see the pressure start to get to them. But then you watch some of these other games, you put the Red Zone channel on, and you see a lot of guys get hurried, get hit. You know, that's when you have a pass-first league and pass-first offenses, defenses know what's coming. And other than the Patriots, who struggle to generate a pass rush, if the other team knows it's coming and they have talented athletes in the pass rush, they're going to get there sometimes. That's part of kind of the give and take when you're going to be a passing offense.
I agree, and that is something to keep an eye on. But, and we know the reason why they're still so high up in those rankings, and this is in defense of the line. Yeah, they've given up some sacks, but they throw the ball an awful lot. And
right.
It's you know, the pressure per pass play. So they throw the ball as much or more than pretty much every team. So even though the sacks have been up a little bit, you know, per play, it's probably still, as you said, it's what, third right now, tied for third.
Tied for third coming into this weekend, it was.
Yeah. So the other thing Nathan wanted to ask about was the special teams. He doesn't think we've given the offense much help in that department. And could this be, and this could make a big deal. I appreciate the show, especially that you're working on Sunday night. Let's go, Pats. My favorite kind of Patriots team is one that everybody counts as down and out.
Before we get to the special teams, which I agree with, just one quick tweet from our friend Eric Friends, who filled in on PFW in Progress.
Yes.
On Patriots.com radio.
Great friend of the show.
2 weeks ago. He tweeted in, I met the girl from the at Try Pats last week, the fan club, which apparently has a Twitter feed if you want to follow, at Try _ Pats fan club. And yes, she's hot. So
oh,
we have it confirmed.
Thank
she's
you,
hot.
Eric. And thanks for listening.
She sounded hot. Yes, and thanks for listening as well.
But that's the kind of Twitter feed. That's what I'm looking for.
Interactivity.
And like in the immediate.
Yeah, which along those lines, I also have to thank people for defending me. Mike Giardi was giving me a hard time earlier tonight on Twitter and said, that's why no one likes you. Boom, 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 boom. Immediately tweets from a lot of our listeners saying, we like Andy. He's funny. We like him. Leave him alone.
So do you mean to tell me?
I needed my listeners to fight my battles for me.
For the 38th day in a row, you got in a Twitter beef with Mike Giardi?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
I mean, at some point, guys, I think we need to have an intervention with you two.
Okay, let's get back to the special teams.
Okay.
Dismal.
Go ahead.
Dismal. And it needs to be better.
Something they asked me about on the pregame show on the Sports Hub,
flat
the
out
Patriots
needs
flagship
to be better.
Station.
Now, the one
They're getting
issue,
nothing out of the return game at all.
Well, that to me is a talent issue. I'm not sure they have a guy that's all that good at it.
Well, hard to argue
on
based
that.
On what we've seen.
And I don't think that person's covering up maybe a lack of blocking, but to me, it says something when your entire team is not performing well in special teams, and to me, it's been pretty much across the board. Returns, punts, kickoffs haven't been good enough. Coverage on both hasn't been consistent enough. And I wonder, now maybe this is a new problem, but some of these guys are playing more. You know, Sergio Brown, Tracy White we saw last week, James Ahedebo. Theoretically, James Ahedebo is a core special teamer.
Right, and you think
unfortunately he's playing defense.
Their duties on defense.
I don't know,
hurting them.
Just
could be
posing the question. Kyle Arrington is playing more. I know he played last year, but maybe he'd be a guy who'd be a core special teamer. Maybe your core special teamers are all playing, and that's hurting you in the kicking game. I don't know. Just a theory.
No, that's I think
that doesn't the returner thing. I think is talent. Well, Edelman, I don't know, because I think he has the talent. He showed
that
last year.
That's kind of, I mean, I think that he is a talented return guy who just hasn't really, for whatever reason, it hasn't clicked for him this year. But the larger point, I think, is a good one. We've talked about that a little bit in the past when they've gotten their depth sort of chipped away at, and some guys that generally are those core special teamers have to play bigger roles. It definitely is a ripple effect, and that is something to keep an eye on, especially as the year goes on and you get a little bit more tired. Some of those guys are younger, and they're going to hit the wall anyway.
Or you face a guy like Joe McKnight who's averaging like 40 yards a kick return.
Yeah.
You know, I know he has a toe issue, but if he's out there, he could potentially hurt you. I laughed because for the third straight week now, Real Patriots tweets out, with a win today, Belichick and Brady would surpass Hall of Famers Marino and Shuler for the most wins by a quarterback coach tandem. Bet you they didn't think it was going to take quite as long to get past
That's something that I think we should save now until after they win the game, and then you tweet it out, and then it happens. You know, sort of putting a little jinx on them.
Yeah. It's kind of like Tim Wakefield. How many tries did it take him to get 200?
Oh, let's hope it doesn't take him that long. That was like ace.
Yeah, that, if that happens, we'll have more problems than we didn't break that record quick enough.
Yeah, absolutely. As we head to the coming quickly to the midway point, what's the matter? What's the matter?
I don't know if I need to bring this up on air, but I got a tweet from Paul Purton who says the Facebook feed keeps cutting off.
Okay, well, yeah, I think you should bring
this
it up.
This is live interactive radio. If you can hear me, it's breaking. If you can't hear me, it's because it's broken.
Yeah, I think you should bring it up. But anyway, let's, as we head close to the halfway point here, the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, I want to chime in with Tim in Pensacola, Florida, before we get set for a break. Tim, how you doing?
Hey, guys. It's Tim from Pensacola. I have some thoughts on the game today.
Bring it.
And I have a question. And I'd like to know what you think of my thoughts. I think today is not really a day for the deep ball because of Revis and Cromartie, but nevertheless, I think we should line up in formations and feature Price and maybe even Slater more because we need to stretch out that team. We can't have our entire offense compressed. That seems to work against us these last couple of weeks. And yes?
Well, I think you can challenge the Jets down the field. You have to find the matchup. I think you want to attack their safeties. I personally am not a big fan of any of their safeties. I think Brodney Poole's hurt. I'm not a Smith fan. I'm not really a huge Leonard fan. So I think you can attack their safeties a little bit, especially I know Kyle Williams has played better, but I agree with you. I think if you're going to try to complete passes, take some chances. You know, I don't think throwing short, throwing outs and things in front of Revis is a smart play.
Absolutely not.
So matchup-wise, I think if you can get the safeties involved, I like some of those matchups.
That and run the ball.
Yes.
And my question is that I've actually been pretty – now, I'm not saying he's a top-flight corner, but I've actually – one key star on this defense for me is Arrington. I really like him. Is he playing better right now than McCourty? And if he is, should we put him on Santana Holmes instead of McCourty? Because I'm just worried Holmes is going to eat us apart.
Tim, I'm going to break in just for one quick second here. Sure. Tonight's inactives via Real Patriots, Fletcher, Spikes, Mallett, Price, Thomas, Vereen, Chung. So Price will not be challenging the deep parts of the field. Inactive. And Chung is inactive. So, ladies and gentlemen, you very well could see a starting safety tandem of James Ahedebo and Sergio Brown.
No!
Wow. That was good live radio right
this
there.
This is excellent.
Inactives.
In terms of the immediacy, this is excellent. Visceral reaction from Tim in Pensacola, Florida.
You going to be okay?
You all right? I didn't drop you.
Okay, with Holmes, so do you put Arrington on him?
I don't think you match up.
Junior?
I'm not sure they're going to match up, Tim. I'm not sure that they're going to do that. But if you're asking me if I would, I still think McCourty is a better player. Arrington has played better, yes. But, I don't think you're going to match up. Now, I'll tell you this. I would want McCourty on Plaxico Burress in the red zone. Andy, I don't know how you feel about that. I think he's more physical. I think Arrington tends to keep his back to the ball at times, and I think he's susceptible to those back shoulder fades because he doesn't turn around.
Theoretically, I think you're right. In action this season, I think McCourty has been no better against big receivers than anyone else.
Oh, God, no. He struggled against everybody.
I'm concerned about that, but theoretically, I agree with you. I just need to see it play out on the field.
Tim, thanks for chiming in. You got one quick one?
Thing.
Okay, well, don't...
Your inactive news dose just totally
knocked you off your stride because you were cruising. I'm sorry, Tim, to ruin your night. Hopefully the Patriots will make up for it with a victory later against the Jets. Enjoy your night.
Yeah,
night.
Don't let those inactives bring you down, Tim. Wow. Pensacola, Florida is not a happy place right now.
Have you seen Sergio Brown play?
I agree. It's troubling, but I think that when we got the reports about how Chung was warming up, I don't think it mattered
much. Yeah, but it's like, you know, just because you know something's coming, when you actually find out finally, it kind of punches you in the gut.
I still think it's a good team to have these problems against because I don't think they can fully take advantage.
Well, the good news is they are the one team, right, that, I mean, he only threw for like 200 and something yards. He's the only guy who really hasn't thrown 300 yards against them, right?
He's the only guy who hasn't thrown for
I mean, he didn't have a huge game. He had a good rating.
Did he even have 100? I don't even think he had 200. I think it was like 160-something.
Oh, yeah, their total was 244. Their total yards allowed may have been 244.
Yeah, something like that.
He had
two touchdowns, no picks, but I don't think he threw for a lot of yards.
That said, he's had some good games against the Patriots. Against a secondary, if you just stink, if you roll out there and stink, you have a chance that he could embarrass you because he has the weapons. And let's not pretend he's, you know, Eli Manning. He's a pretty good quarterback.
No, I agree. Manning
is the better quarterback in New York.
Thank you. We have hit the halfway point. You gotta love the passion on Andy Hart's part, though. It doesn't matter what happens. He's going down with his opinion no matter what happens.
My passion? How about Tim's passion?
By the way, the Giants are poised to tie the game, after you wrote them off. Anyway, we have hit the halfway mark. We have a lot more to go. The Ace Ticket Hotline is heating up. The emails are heating up. We're going to check in with some out-of-town writers out of New York. We'll check in with our own Eric Scalavino. But right now, we're getting ready to take a break.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats, including legroom galore, to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats!
What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
This is Patriots kicker Steven Gostkowski, and you're inside the Patriots pregame social.
working our way in the second half of the JetBlue Patriots pregame social here in Foxborough. And as we do every week at the midway point of the pregame social, we like to chime in with our out-of-town reporters. And today we are blessed to have Manish Mehta from the New York Daily News. And if that name, as I said earlier in the show, is not common to Patriots fans, you might know him better by at the Jetstream, a prolific Twitter maven in New York, at the Jetstream, to get everything you need about the Jets. Manish, we appreciate you taking some time. You're with Paul Perillo and Andy Hart here in Foxborough. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're looking forward to a big game tonight, and Andy and I have been talking about how this is just an enormous midseason game. I can't imagine more implications for a game in Week 10 than you have tonight, and we've been sort of going back and forth as to just who we think this game is bigger for. What's your take?
Wow, I think it's equally big. Obviously, if the Patriots win, that really puts the Jets in a difficult position because they'll have been swept by New England, so essentially they'd be two games behind. And if you look at the schedules for both teams, I think it's pretty favorable. So if the Jets win, they'll be a leg up on New England, and they've got a short turnaround with Denver on Thursday night. I think they'll win that game. Then they've got Buffalo to close out the month at home. So I think it's pivotal. You know, you look at it from either side and say maybe it's a little bit more important for one team versus the other, but I don't think so. It's critical, you know, for a game in the middle of the season with the way the schedule has played out thus far and what awaits for both teams. So I don't think it's any bigger, let's put it that way, than, you know, for the Jets than it is for the Patriots and vice versa.
Jetstream, I'm just going to call you Jetstream. Is that okay?
No problem. Not at all.
Obviously, we always look in these big games at matchups, and one of the interesting matchups, I think, is the Jets offense versus the Patriots defense, and kind of being torn between Patriots defense pass-wise is terrible. Worst in the league. We know that. Everybody can throw on them. In fact, the only guy who didn't put up a ton of production against them this year was Sanchez the first time around. What do we expect from the Jets tonight in terms of an offensive approach? Is it going to be established the run, you know, quote-unquote ground and pound, or are they going to do what pretty much everybody else has done and spread them out and try to shred them through the air?
Well, I think if you look at why the Jets have had success during the past 3 weeks, they've won three in a row because they've been able to be balanced and run the ball early and set up some play-action opportunities for Mark Sanchez. It's obviously very tempting to look at the stats and say, well, you know, Sanchez, why don't you drop back 35, 40 times and air it out? But at this stage of his development, if you ask him to do that, he's probably going to make a couple of mistakes, perhaps game-changing mistakes. I don't think you need to do that. If you're the Jets, you establish Sean Green early, that opens up some play action, and then you do take advantage of that Patriots secondary. So I think at the end of the day, when you look at the run-pass distribution, you know, come midnight, I think it'll be fairly down the middle. But it's imperative that they establish the run because they've gotten back to what they do well, which is, you know, recommitting themselves to the run and controlling the clock, and that's the winning formula for this team. It's fairly simple, but they got away from that early in the year, and they ran into a little bit of trouble.
Is there any concern that the Patriots' run defense has actually been pretty solid and that, you know, you're sort of running into a brick wall with that theory?
Well, I think, you know, stats can be a little bit misleading because teams have been so successful against them through the air, then maybe that's the reason why the run defense is, I think, if they're in the top 10 or at least in the top half of the league. I think the Jets will be able to run the ball on the Patriots. I think even though statistically it's much more favorable to throw on them, I think the way that this offensive line has been playing as of late and Sean Green has been playing as of late, I think it makes the most sense to do that. And I think at the end of the day, it won't be a game where the Jets run the ball 40 times. It'll be, you know, probably 30, like in the low 30s. They've been averaging 33 rushes a game during their three-game winning streak. And I think that's the formula that makes the most sense, as I said earlier. The Jets are not an air-it-out team, and if you try to, you know, have Mark Sanchez throw it 40 times a game, he is going to throw two or three picks, and those picks could ultimately cost you.
On the flip side, what has been the biggest difference with the Jets' defense? You know, the last time we saw the Jets here, they seemed to be struggling a little bit. You know, they've really turned it on. I know Revis is, without question, in my opinion, the best defensive player in the league, never mind the best cornerback. But what has sort of allowed them to get their swagger back defensively?
Well, they cleaned up some of the mistakes they had in terms of defending the run. That was an issue early in the season, and teams like the Raiders, you know, gouged him for over 200 yards. And it was very uncharacteristic because, as you guys know, you know, Rex Ryan's teams are typically pretty stout whether it's Baltimore or the Jets,
right,
in stopping the run. And they've gotten back to setting the edge. They had some difficulty with outside runs in the first month of the season. That doesn't seem to be an issue anymore. But, you know, it's a completely different animal when you're playing the Patriots because, as you guys know as well, they flood the field with defensive backs and they basically dare you to beat them on the ground. And that's exactly what the Patriots did in that definitive fourth quarter drive last month. Ben Jarvis Green and Ellis, carved them up in that drive that sealed it for the Patriots. So the conundrum's always, do you try to, pay attention to that, or do you pay attention to the bigger concern, which is Tom Brady in that passing game? And I think the Jets have shown in the past, and I think it won't change today, that they're committed to trying to slow down Brady first. And if it means that Ben Jarvis Green Ellis is going to go off, then so be it.
In terms of doing that, how do you see them? It's always the big question. Deploying Darrell Revis, Cromartie. This Patriots passing offense has not been clicking as well of late. It's almost become a little bit kind of Gronkowski, Welker, and are the main targets. How do you see those guys being deployed by Ryan on defense?
For the most part, Darrell Revis is going to be on Welker. He's going to have some safety help as he did in that first meeting. But they're going to be a little bit more man-centric this time around. Last time it was Revis on Welker with help occasionally, but the rest of the field was primarily zoned off. That didn't really work. Brady had a pretty good statistical game. I think you'll see a little bit more man. From what I was told, Antonio Cromartie will be matched up against Gronkowski a lot of the time. You'll see Kyle Wilson, their first-round pick from a year ago, who's played much better, matched up with Deion Branch. And obviously that's all subject to change depending on the flow of the game early. But you'll see a lot of man coverage, and you'll have zone behind it, of course, but definitely a little bit more aggressive than what you saw at times up in Foxborough. But, on the flip side, obviously the Patriots are well aware of what Pittsburgh and what the Giants did the past couple of weeks. And I'm sure Bill Belichick will have some kind of strategy to limit those hits at the line of scrimmage, whether it's bunch formations, crossing patterns, whatever it is, to get his receivers a little bit more opportunity for free releases. I'm sure you'll see that. But the Jets, the Jets' mindset's going to be a little bit more physical, a little bit more man-centric, and they'll see if they can disrupt the timing of those routes.
As a complete total aside, Manish, I'm wondering, and I'm sure Andy shares my thoughts, what is it like to cover a team and actually get an idea of what they might actually do in the game before the game happens?
Well, they're a little bit more open than the Patriots, obviously, but they're a little bit more forthcoming, and it's never a dull moment. And that obviously stems from the head coach. It's always entertaining, and they've been winning with him, so I think they're not going to change kind of who they are, even though they've kind of toned down the trash talk. There really hasn't been much in the run-up to this game. But entertaining. People ask me all the time, what's it like? And my one-word answer is, it's entertaining.
Well, since you know so much about the game plan, and we don't know anything about that here, and we also never know about injuries here, give us a little insight into the injury situation with the Jets. Obviously, Burris and McKnight missed practice earlier in the week, but do you expect those guys to be at or near 100% and able to go fully for the Jets tonight?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Plexico Burris went through the same procedure as he did a week ago, where he didn't practice early in the week and then got on the field for Friday's practice and played pretty well last week. And the same thing goes for a few days ago. He was on the field on Friday, and he'll start, he'll play. I don't think that'll be an issue. Joe McKnight was dealing with a toe injury. Same kind of thing, didn't practice for the majority of the week, got back out there on Friday. I don't think you'll see any limitations, for him in terms of kickoffs. I'm not sure, how much he'll be involved in terms of carrying the ball. But those are the two primary injuries. Brodney Poole, their safety, their third safety, is not going to play tonight. He's the active. He's got an MCL sprain. And that's kind of significant because the Jets, as we talked about earlier, like to use a lot of DBs. So you'll have Emmanuel Cook back there. But those are primarily the big ones for the Jets. Mike DeVito, their defensive lineman, kind of an unsung guy, been dealing with an MCL sprain. He'll be back, and he's proclaimed himself 100% healthy the other day, so I don't think there'll be any issues there.
Real quick, before we let you go, just interested, Manish, just a quick prediction for tonight?
Well, I think I'm in the minority, because I did an informal poll here in the press box with Jet writers and Patriot writers, and it seems like everybody's hopping on the Jet bandwagon. I'm going to go against the grain. I'm picking the Patriots. I think it'll be a tight game, and for me, it's seeing is believing until I see Tom Brady and Bill Belichick lose three in a row. I know they did it 9 years ago, but until I see it again, I'm not going to believe it. So I think it'll be a tight game. I think this could set up, just when you think that Tom Brady, isn't healthy, he isn't Tom Brady, he isn't, the guy that, we think he should be, he comes up with, you know, one of those magical nights. So I would think, you know, that I would predict you would have a pretty good game tonight. And I think that ultimately it'll be enough to win and take first place in the AFC East for now.
It's interesting. We continue our streak of having the out-of-town reporter pick against his team, which we've had it done every single week since we started doing this show, you know, this season. And we appreciate your time, Manish, and I know you have to get to work. I mean, it's probably been at least a couple of minutes since you had anything up on Twitter, so I don't want to let you slack there. But again, you can reach him at the Jetstream. The Jetstream is one of the more prolific tweeters out there. And Manish, thank you very much. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right, guys, we'll talk to you in the playoffs, right?
Okay, absolutely. That's
or will we?
That well, I think both teams are going to be in the playoffs.
I do too.
Whether or not we see each other,
I don't
who
really
knows?
Understand this theory that all the teams from the North are going to make it, even though they all have three losses and there's games between them. And I think we saw today the Bengals aren't going down; they're not just going to disappear.
No.
So even though they have now three games left against those two teams above them, the Steelers and the Ravens, I mean,
right.
They're going to beat up on each other a little bit there.
And
though the Ravens and Steelers are done, so forget about them, but there's three games with
couldn't
teams that
are
near the
more.
Top of the division.
And I know that there's this, you know, it seemed to get a lot of steam this week, too.
Oh, Elite Die came up short.
Did you see the guy drop the touchdown pass?
No, Paul.
No.
When I have a guest on my radio show, I listen to him when
he's
speaking.
We're all just pawns in your little game anyway, but I think that your point you made about the you know, the muddled situation in the AFC is absolutely I've heard a lot of people talking like, "Whoa, with all these teams with 5 or 6 wins, you know, 10 or 11 wins might not get you in this year." Well, I think it's just the opposite. I think when everybody is around the same record, chances are they're going to win some and lose some the rest of the way because they all have to play each other. There's so many teams involved. If one team runs the table, okay, they go in. But the other team, I mean, like Cincinnati, like you said, they have two more left with the Ravens, another one left with the Steelers. Chances are you're probably going to go at best 2-2 in those, you know, if you're Cincinnati. And you're right. They showed today that they're not going to just roll over and die. That was a good game today,
yep.
A competitive football game. I think that the wild cards are not going to be, you know, these crystal clear 13-3 kind of records. That I don't think that's going to happen. But, you know, you never know how it's going to unfold. I think that the loser of the game tonight by no means is out of the playoff picture.
No.
I think, you know, we talked about the weak schedule that they both have remaining.
They could both run the table.
They could both easily run the
table. It's not out of the realm of possibility. I don't think they will because neither team has shown me they're good enough for that. I mean, that's 6 games, 7 games left. Neither team has shown me they can go on a 7-game winning streak. I don't care who they play.
I
think they're both going to have hiccups, but they both certainly could based on the opponents as you look at them now.
I want to go back to the Ace Ticket Hotline and check in with Joel in Atlanta, Georgia. Joel, how are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
How's Atlanta, home of James Sanders?
It's all right, man. But I wanted to comment on did y'all see Albert Hinesworth miss sack today against the Texans?
I didn't. I was told that he did make some tackles today, though.
Oh, yeah. He made...
I saw him getting absolutely abused on the goal line on one play for Arian Foster at an easy touchdown run.
I mean, I'm not surprised, but... also, I wanted to say, if y'all talk to Bart Scott, tell him last week I seen one of the defensive players actually stop a nosebleed on the sideline during the game. So, but I just wanted to let y'all know, if y'all speak to him, let him know that we actually can stop a nosebleed.
We just can't stop a pass now.
Right. also, guys, I want to also say happy birthday to my father out in Bridgewater, Massachusetts.
Nice.
I know they're listening, so... I just wanted to tell them a happy birthday. I know they'll be watching a game, and I'm here in Atlanta, so I'll definitely be watching a game.
Happy birthday, Pops.
Yeah, happy birthday. All right, you guys, enjoy the rest of the game.
All right, see
All
you,
right,
Joel.
Joel, thanks for chiming in.
Tell Jimmy I said hi.
Real quick, we're going to stick with the Ace Ticket Hotline, Andy, and head out to L.A. to one of our favorites, John. John in L.A., how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Excellent.
Better than you because you sound down. Let's go. Bring it up. You got a primetime Jets game here.
I know, I'm terrified of this game.
Well, you should be.
Like, absolutely.
Glad you got him in good spirits.
Well, just so you know, the only reason you picked the Patriots is because they're going to rally. Even Manish Mehta picked them because of that, right? He didn't pick
any stats. He didn't say this is, because all the stats, all the trends, all the numbers tell you to pick the Jets. Now, if you want to pick the Patriots because they, you know, they don't lose three in a row and Brady's going to have a special game and it's us against the world, well, I think that's a good reason to pick the Patriots. But all the numbers say pick the Jets tonight.
Yeah, there's one other good reason to pick the Patriots.
Because you hate the Jets.
Reverse jinx.
Because we're, Chung's not playing. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. They're going, it's weird. I mean, Fred alluded to this in the show earlier this week. I think the Jets should pass all day and we should run all day. It's like the opposite of the last game.
Yeah, well, that's what I was talking about with the the contrast in styles is just contradictory things. I don't think it's in the Patriots' DNA to just say, we're going to ground and pound it.
Right.
And I don't think the Jets can do it. And Manish sort of backed that statement up that Andy and I talked about earlier. I don't know if they have the personnel nor, more importantly, the faith in their quarterback to avoid the mistakes that can cost you a game.
How long do you go before you should have faith in your number 6 overall quarterback to be able to throw the damn football?
That's a fair point.
I mean, are they looking for the Paul Perillo famous year 5 jump out of Mark Sanchez and will suddenly be able to throw the ball?
Why do you have to be so mean?
I mean, the guy has played 2 full regular seasons, 2 full postseasons, essentially, right? He's got 4, 5 postseason games.
He's accurate enough.
No, that may be, but then he's never going to be, and you wasted a pick. He's not that good. Because he's not, to me, when you're a third-year starter, that's the prime of your career. Some guys' careers don't last that long in the NFL, right?
Oh, you want to let John talk?
Sorry.
No, it's fine. It's a pretty nerve-wracking game, Paul, you and I have talked about before the last couple of years, we've had a chance to, in a sense, put the nail in the Jets' coffin for their season, and we haven't done it.
Yeah.
And I feel like the Jets, on the other hand, maybe this is just me being pessimistic, but they seem to have more of a mentality of, there's blood in the water with the Patriots right now.
Yes, they should.
And they feed on that. And, yeah, they absolutely should. So, I mean, I'm really hopeful that we can find a way to win, but it's just we haven't been playing that way. I'm not used to watching us even be in close games. So it's no fun. It's no fun being in the games, where you actually are worried you're going to lose.
Yeah, especially with Brady under center. I mean, it was one thing when you were...
Brady and Belichick run their course. I will go back to watching the Patriots the same way, where I'm like, okay, well, it's a little...
Let's see what's going to happen this week.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for the show. And
John, you got to cheer up, man. I'm worried about you.
Go Pats!
When's in plain sight come back?
I'm fine.
All right,
thanks.
our intrepid producer...
He says he's fine. He don't sound fine.
None of them sound fine that are calling in tonight. I'll be honest with you. Our intrepid producer wanted me to pass along a Charlie Casserly tweet. I don't follow him, so I didn't see it across my
feed. What's the weather?
Tom Brady, he says, throwing some ugly balls, timing is off, anxious in pocket, rushing throws. This is not all the time, but more than usual.
So he meant in general.
Yeah, not tonight.
I didn't know if he was just basing that on pregame.
No, he's not Eric.
Right. So that's, yeah, sure. This is, like I said, if you're the Jets, these are things to me to be concerned about because you don't want to tug at Superman's cape. You know what I'm saying? When you doubt Tom Brady, that's a dangerous way to go about it. Now, I don't think the Jets are doubting Tom Brady, but I want to continue with this. You know, Andy, you and I have this reputation, deserved or not, being a little bit negative.
That's stupid.
We're the eternal optimists compared to our loyal listeners tonight. Sean in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, is as positive as any Patriots fan that we've come across, and he's one of our original listeners way back in 2000. Did you see this already?
No, but let me guess, he's positive tonight that they're going to lose.
Hey, guys, being from Pennsylvania, this game I go with a heavy heart. I'm not going to beat a dead horse, but I'm hating the continued worship here in Pennsylvania for Joe Paterno. Oh, yeah. I just want to go out there and say the way they say Bill Belichick victories because of the thing you can't talk about anymore, Joe Paterno, who is no more than a figurehead for the last 10 years, should have an asterisk on all his victories and stripped of national titles and the death penalty for the program. Wow. Sorry, but with that said, I don't feel good about this game. I think the last few years we were too busy worrying about the Colts while the Jets were worried about beating the Patriots. The torch is passed tonight. Get this. Jets, 32. Patriots, 10.
Well, that would leave a mark.
Let me tell you something.
Not outside the realm of possibility. If you average their last two trips to New York, they've scored 9 and 14.
And 0 in the second half.
You average those two numbers together, it's 11, so 10 not all that far off from, you know what I'm saying? It's certainly in the realm of real.
If they end up getting throttled like that, there'll be some
Sky is falling?
There'll be some real, real crossroads that the Patriots are going to have to get through. You know, it's one. I think, you know, they could lose this. They could play a good game tonight and lose. The Jets are a good team. They're playing at home. They have a lot of momentum. You could go down there and play a good football game and lose. No shame. If you get throttled like that, there's going to be some real soul searching, don't you think?
Yes.
Let's go to Neil, sticking with the emails here. Go
ahead. Can I read a quick tweet?
Sure. Go
this
ahead.
Just popped up from,
I don't have it. I don't take any offense to get
Gas Face 25. Well, you know, the Twitter.
I like it. PPGS.
Plus, it scrolls off the screen if I don't read it quickly enough, and then I get lose.
Read it!
Just a little note that I was not really aware of. I know fans do this more than I do, apparently. You know, when guys bust out here as draft picks, they tend to go look at, like, the next 10 guys taken so that they can really make themselves feel bad about.
Correct.
In this case, it's Taylor Price, who was the 90th pick. I didn't know that 91 was Navarro Bowman, the linebacker next to Patrick Willis, who some are saying is better than Gerard Mayo. I had one national reporter that covers the league on a daily basis tell me Bowman is better than Gerard Mayo. So Patriots fans should stop even comparing Mayo to Willis because he's not even as good as the second linebacker with them. And the next guy, number 95, Paul, who I wanted, Jimmy Graham.
Well, we were both in love with Jimmy Graham.
Five picks later, Jimmy Graham's now a superstar, and Taylor Price is. By the way, another tweet. A rap sheet said that Taylor Price was healthy enough to play. This should be considered a healthy scratch, which I don't know to be true because he was on the injury report with a hamstring injury for the last week plus. He started last Saturday,
right,
and he's been on it all week. But rap sheet is saying that he was healthy enough to play.
Yeah, the only thing about the Jimmy Graham thing is you got two pretty good tight ends. So, I mean, how many do you want? I mean, I think he's great.
I think I would have taken Graham over Hernandez.
I think he's.
That's just me.
I think he's a terrific, intriguing.
We had an all-out brawl in the Lions.
It looked like a cheap shot there that I just looked up at the last second. I want to get
involved.
Back. Neil says he's going to be listening on the podcast before he gets around to watching the game tomorrow after work. To see where and how you guys think we can beat the Jets tonight. For me, we need to be careful of turnovers because our defense just isn't creating them. And if we lose that battle, we lose the game. I think we could probably rely on Sanchez to give us an easy pick. But beyond that, I don't see a playmaker in the secondary, especially so with Chung banged up and with Brady seeming rattled in the pocket and the depleted offensive line going against the dominant Jets defense. We could find ourselves on the wrong end of a few big plays tonight, I fear. Like Homer Fred, I rarely pick against the Pats, but I just can't see this being a Patriots W tonight. My heart says Patriots by a field goal. My head says Jets by two scores. Interesting. This is Neil in Glasgow, by the way. Anyways, a preemptive thanks for another awesome show and look forward to enjoying a real tailgate, as Fred would say, for my first trip to the States next week with the 30 or so UK Patriots fans coming over for the Chiefs game, which will surely see us turn around our bad run of games as well as being Ocho's coming out party.
He's assuming that next week will be the turnaround.
Correct.
This one's already in the bad run of games.
That is correct.
I agree with the turnover thing. I don't think you can be loose with the football tonight and hope to win the football game. It's what I've talked about on the six-pack on Patriots.com the last few weeks. I've come up with KISS. Usually it means keep it simple, stupid. Well, I'm keeping it simple, stupid by saying you need to kill in the simple stats. And to me, the simple stats in football are red zone, third down, and turnovers. I think when you're a team that's in a dogfight every week, those matter much more.
And the Patriots are turning the ball over
too much.
At a rapid rate. I mean, they've had three different games with four turnovers.
Indeed.
And, I mean, somewhat miraculously, they're 1-2 in those games. I mean, I can't imagine you win any games with four turnovers.
But, I mean, you have to stay on the field on offense. You have to get off the field sometimes on defense. So that's third down.
Right.
And then in the red zone on offense, more importantly, actually, I think on red zone defense, because I think you'll have a chance to score some points. It won't be the worst thing if you kick a field goal. But the Jets, if you allow them to score touchdowns, you're going to lose. If you can force field goals, you'll have a chance. If you can make their possessions three, and you have enough sevens, but
yeah. If you give them sevens, they're a hard team to score against. So
especially
if you give
early,
them sevens, you're in trouble.
If you let them feel good in the red zone, if they go down and get seven, maybe go down again and get three more or seven more, all of a sudden. So I think it's really, but that's what the NFL is about. I mean, we've been, as John in L.A. said, you've been lulled into a false sense of what NFL life is for so long now.
Right.
This is life in the NFL. Don't turn the ball over, get off the field on third down, and win in the red zone. Because the game is going to come down to a final drive, a final stop, whatever. And the reality right now.
Dylan wants to know, Andy, if you think that the Patriots could go back to a 3-4 at all this season, you know, with Ellis, Dedrick, Brace, Wilfork, Warren, all suited for that kind of a system, maybe Carter, Anderson, Cunningham at outside linebacker. Do you think there's any chance of a 3-4 return this year?
Not really. You know, I know there's some differences between the systems, but we know Andre Carter doesn't want to play out there. He wants to have his hand on the ground the entire time and rush the passer from that right side, that right defensive end spot. And I also think your versatility right now is with guys like Dedrick and Ellis, they can play tackle or end, but they can't play outside linebacker, in my opinion. So to get that's the strength of your team right now, isn't it? Your defensive line?
Yeah.
So I want more of those guys.
I think they're playing reasonably well.
So I don't want to lose some of those guys by transfer. You know, I also Will Fork and Love on the field.
Andre Carter's past with the 3-4 to me is another reason.
Right.
You know, I think you're right. I wouldn't eliminate the 3-4 in the future.
No, God.
But I think right now.
I actually think it's a lock. They're going to go back to it.
Yeah. I think right now you're set with this. And before we hit our last break, I want to read James in Brisbane, Australia's email.
Man.
James obviously is a frequent contributor to the show. Hey, Paul and Andy, great to be listening live. Love the show. Settling in for my one-man tailgate with some good breakfast. It's always great to get the perspective. I need to get something off my chest and channel my inner Fred Kirsch with
a kangaroo.
K. And I may steal a line or two from my preview on the site I write for. This game is a gut check time for the Patriots. Brady hasn't been playing well lately, and he can't carry the team the way people would like to. The rest of the team needs to show why it is in the NFL. Chad Ochocinco, Deion Branch, anyone with an RB next to their name. It's time to step up and remind everyone that the AFC East is still the Patriots division. Let the paper champions talk as much as they want. Remember who has the three rings. F
wings.
The Jets. F the Jets. And go Pats. That's James in Brisbane. So that's a good, he was right. He billed that as a Fred Kirsch kind of rant. That was a good Fred Kirsch rant.
Yeah, all passion, no reason.
And we're gonna head to, I got Kevin looking, you know, up at, you know, I don't know, Red Zone Channel or whatever.
Real producers, when you point to them, they can go right to the commercial, not around here.
Your business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day. With plush leather seats, including legroom galore, to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Horizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go Pats.
With Patriots Checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots Checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. An account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey guys, pumpkin coffee is back at Dunkin' Donuts.
Awesome. But what's with the guy behind you playing the timpani drum?
It's a big deal. Dunkin's pumpkin coffee is back for fall.
So you hired him to play every time you say pumpkin coffee?
And when I say something smart in a meeting.
This is big. Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for a hotter iced pumpkin coffee before it's gone. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Guys, I think the lady at Dunkin' Donuts is totally into me.
Why is that?
She made a delicious chicken salad sandwich just for me with celery and herbs on an oven-toasted croissant.
Yeah, they definitely do that for everyone.
Can I just enjoy this moment with Dunkin' Chicken Salad Woman in my heart?
Hurry in for Dunkin's new Bakery Fresh Chicken and Tuna Salad Sandwiches. They're hand-built just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
All right, guys. Ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're gonna miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y,
right? No.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Think you know more about the Patriots than Paul Perillo?
I don't know anything.
Try him on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398. Or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
I know nothing about anything.
Now, back to the man who knows it all.
We have the best listeners.
Paul Perillo.
I am the guy who knows it all, Paul Perillo. And Andy Hart is pointing toward what? Exactly.
Well, I just want, we've been talking about it throughout the break, but breaking news from Michelle Tafoya of NBC. Sterling Moore is apparently going to replace Patrick Chung in the starting lineup at safety. So it will be ahead of Bowen Moore. So that eases your concern. Sergio Brown will not, in fact, be getting the start on the football field. It'll be ahead of Bowen, a career special teamer, and Moore, a career corner.
And when we get done with the show, I'm going to instruct Andy Hart on what it is to actually ease the Patriots fans' fears. That doesn't necessarily qualify. All right, real quick, let's get back to the
They haven't lost three in a row since 2002. That's what Manish said.
That's correct. But let's go to Mike in Florida on the Ace Ticket Hotline.
Hey, guys.
How are you, Mike?
I got to tell you, I am a little eased that Sergio Brown will not be starting. I don't care who they start in his place. It's better than him.
I agree.
Yes. And secondly, listen, I need to do a little self-promoting. My wife told me I have to win that $100, and you guys aren't reading any emails.
I've been reading a ton of emails.
But not mine.
Oh. Well, apparently it's not good enough for Paul.
Well, that's I don't pick the email of the week.
All right, listen. Oh, you don't? Who does?
Oh, that's the monkeys behind the glass.
Oh, man. All right.
We'll get...
Well, it was a little listener on listener crime. I know you guys like that.
Oh.
Oh, wait.
I do like that.
You might have a gift card coming.
You might have a shot, just so you know.
Your favorite guy, Brooklyn Matt.
Yeah, you might have a shot. Don't throw in the towel yet.
You can get your wife some nice pink Patriots underwear in the Patriots
Pro
Shop for
$100. I have a few candidates for email of the week, and they're lining up in the box. We're going to get to that now in this last segment. And I don't want to give it away, but yours is among... The finalists. Right.
That's what I wanted to hear. Listen, one question. What's the inside scoop on Fletcher, man? Is a thumb injury really keeping him out for a month, or is it something else?
No, I'm pretty sure it's the thumb, and I think he's getting better, and he'll be back. I think, you know, he took a step back. I had heard that he had surgery, so I'm assuming that was the case, that he had played through it with the cast, and then at some point they decided they had to clean it up, and so now you kind of took a step back with that procedure.
But what about you see those guys playing with the big clubs on and stuff? I mean,
yeah, I actually
saw that delicate.
Yeah, that was who did I see last night in a college game? A guy put the club right on the ball and forced
a
fumble
in the Stanford game.
I think it was. But apparently they just don't think he's at the point where he can put a cast on it and get out there. And you're right, it's concerning because they have depth issues at linebacker with Spikes obviously out, looking like he's going to miss a little bit of time here with that reported knee MCL injury. And you know, I'm not sure Mayo is 100% healthy. We know Guyton's not 100% healthy. There's serious depth issues there at linebacker, but, you know, the middle of the field is a major concern. We talked about Moore, you know, to start here. That's a big-time concern right there.
All right, guys, make my wife happy, huh?
All right, we'll see what
I'll
we can do,
I'll make your wife happy anytime she wants.
I knew that was coming, but you know what? It was his own fault. He set you up.
He lobbed it out there. It was a beach ball.
I said it. It was his own fault. It was his own fault. Let's get to some of those emails, though, that we talked about. James in the UK. It is approaching midnight here, and I am in my Brady jersey and drinking Cronenberg.
I don't know what that
1664.
Is. Does that mean it's that old?
In preparation for the big game tonight, I am jacked for this game and am desperate for a win.
Of course,
this is really going to spoil my week if we lose. Hoping for a big game from Chad and Gronk, and have already apologized in advance to the rest of the people in my house if I happen to cheer too loudly. F the Jets and go Pats. You got nothing for that, Andy?
No, I was just reading a tweet. Tony Dungy, apparently in the pregame show, talking about, again, what he had said earlier in the week, that Brady doesn't trust his defense. And he actually said when Peyton didn't trust his defense, he would make similar mistakes, force throws like Brady is doing now. So that comparison of he's getting that feeling of
correct.
You have to score every time. There's nothing you can do about it. You got to be perfect. I've heard a lot of people say that. You know, even ex-Patriots have kind of said that now, whether it's Rodney Harrison. You know what? It might have been Troy Brown also said that pressure is there. He feels like he needs to score and make plays all the time.
I agree. Yo, Johnny from the UK wanted to chime in. Big Pats fan. Big thumbs up to you, to all of you Pats fans. Do you guys find it weird that guys from the UK find American football more fun than any sports we made?
No.
I think
it's a great sport.
I think football is far and away the best sport.
Because your big sport is soccer. We have no problem with you moving on from soccer to a better sport like football.
So I can certainly understand why you guys watch all that stuff. And, you know, you have soccer, but, you know, listen, you can't use your hands.
Right.
You can't use your hands.
Just much like kids do in America, when they can play real sports, they play real sports. You have decided when you can watch a real sport like the NFL, thanks to cable and the internet and all these developments technologically, you'd rather watch a real sport than soccer.
Absolutely. Mully in Pennsylvania chiming in. Tim's reaction was priceless. That was Tim from Pensacola. Mark the tape so Kevin can play no every time you guys announce when Eric comes back from practice.
Oh, that's good.
On PFW. So that's your job, Kevin.
He won't.
And that's going to lead to a perfect segue because we're going to go
no
to the MetLife press box. And it's time for Eric Scalavino.
I have no formal artistic
football training. Eric.
Guys,
good to have you.
You're very funny, don't you?
Well, you missed some great live radio earlier where as soon as the PR department tweeted out, or Real Patriots, I should say, tweeted out the inactives, we were live on the phone with a caller, and I asked him, just hold on a minute, I'd read the inactives. And when I said Taylor Price was inactive, he had previously said, we got to get Taylor Price on the field, down the field. But he started stumble. I think he cried. It was the most emotional response I've ever heard in my life, and it was great live radio. Yes.
Wow. Well, I feel for the kid, though, because he was out here again, second week in a row, on his own, running around the field, stretching out in the end zone, just like he did at Gillette last week, and he looked fine.
Well, that's what the rap sheet, Ian Rappaport, said it appeared that he was a healthy scratch. Even though he was on the injury report, it looks like he could have played.
Yeah, well, yeah, technically he's not a healthy scratch.
Right.
But, I mean, if you give it the eyeball test, he looked fine. He didn't look like he had any problems whatsoever.
Right.
But, you know, they have to make a decision. They can only take so many guys, and he's the odd man out in that position.
More importantly, the middle of the back end of the defense, Patrick Chung, we saw your tweets, as many as others. Clearly he wasn't ready to go. He was having trouble. And based on what Michelle Tafoya is tweeting, Sterling Moore is going to make his starting debut here in New England next to, I assume, James Ahedebo.
James Ahedebo would make sense. And, yeah, I would have to say Sterling Moore is as good a guess as any. We don't know how much he can play the position because I think he was, well, A, he's a rookie, and B, he
doesn't play the position.
Predominantly a cornerback. So we'll see what he can do. But Ross Ventrone, Sergio Brown, those guys are all active tonight. I'm sure we'll see a variety of formations. But to start, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it's Ahedebo and Moore.
So I assume you're still picking the Jets.
I'm still picking the Jets, yeah.
Based on that.
Not just based on that, but, yeah, I'm still going with the Jets. I just feel like they're the better team. They're the hotter team right now. Although it does feel like a home game for the Patriots because they're wearing blue tonight and the Jets are in all white.
Hmm.
What other personnel combinations have you seen out there? No Brandon Spikes, obviously. What's been the linebacker combinations in the pregame? What's been some of the other adjustments the Patriots have come up with?
Because of the later kickoff, and I know you guys are on the air a little bit earlier than we normally are, but they're just coming out to the field now to stretch. The only linebacker who I saw out here in pregame was Nico Koutavides, and he's obviously relative newcomer. He was here during training camp, of course, but Spikes and Fletcher both out. I think we're going to probably see more of him than we expected earlier.
Wait a minute. Is this a preseason game or is this a big primetime Sunday night football game? I'm getting confused. Sterling Moore is playing a lot. James Ahedebo is playing a lot. Nico Koutavides is playing a lot. Preseason or regular season? I'm getting confused.
Yeah, I understand your confusion. There's a lot of guys on here whose names we don't call too often, and we're probably going to call them quite a bit tonight. And whether or not that's good or bad for the Patriots, we'll see. But
I'm going bad.
It doesn't really bode well right now. Yeah.
I mean, this is borderline laughable. If it weren't so painful for so many Patriots fans, it would be laughable.
Well, and the other note, too, is on the offensive line. You know, they run a lot of the heavy sets where they send a tackle as an eligible receiver at tight end, as blocking tight end.
Correct. I think they actually call it their Perillo package.
Oh, that's not right, Paul. Not right.
I don't even listen to him.
But anyway, we had two guys this week with concussions. Wendell, the backup center, and Nate Solder. Now, both of those guys are active tonight, which, leads me to believe that first of all, how Solder got added to the injury report yesterday was kind of bizarre. He obviously did something, I would imagine, on Friday.
Today, Junior?
A little bit later.
No, I think we just have the most physical walkthroughs on the planet.
Well, yeah.
2 weeks in a row, we've added
any
guys.
Anything goes in that pregame buffet line.
Right. But interesting that both of those guys are active tonight, and Donald Thomas, who is healthy and available, was deactivated. So I guess they feel that going with two guys who are questionable was better than going with a guy who's fully healthy. Just curious to me.
I agree. It is a little curious. I think that with a concussion, however, to me it's kind of black and white. You're either cleared to play or you're not.
Yeah.
And, if they're out there banging in pregame warm-ups, they clearly were cleared to play.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand what your point is. It is a little odd. But two backup linemen, if they can go, they can go. I don't think it's a huge deal, but
you wanna go?
The larger thing is, what the hell is going on in walkthroughs?
Yeah, I was just going to say, from the standpoint that they like to run those jumbo packages so much, that's an integral part of the offense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I'm being borderline left speechless, and Eric, I'll let you in on something. We just got a tweet coming in. I think somebody's trying to have some fun with us now.
Okay.
This person, Stone1248, claims that Sunday Night Football is reporting that Tarpinian is going to make his first career start tonight at linebacker. I don't see this any way that that's possible.
I mean, the only reason that could happen would be if, because he's been with the team for the duration, since the outset, and Koudavides has been away from the team for a while. That's the only explanation I could give for that. In either event.
Yeah, but I don't think Koudavides is going to start either, though. That's
no.
I'm not sure I buy that. I mean, it's going to be, I would think, unless Guyton is not healthy enough to play, and why would he be active if that were the case? You know, wouldn't it be Guyton, Mayo, and Ninko? Yes.
Oh, sure. Sure, but when they do their sub packages or whatever,
Don't forget Tracy White. He was on the field with a game on the line last week.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, and plus,
you're
going to start with your base defense against the Jets anyway.
Here's my theory coming together before us. Why does your defense stink? Because your special teamers are playing defense. Why does your special team stink? Because your special teamers are playing defense.
Yeah, it's an Andy Hartism, but it's accurate. Eric, I'm going to leave you with this last thought. James, okay. The most interesting Patriots fan alive. Has really rubbed it in here a little bit. He says he's a one-man tailgate, and he asks if it makes us feel strange that he listens to us naked, and he wants us to go eat a lunch. He sends a photo of him in his what can only be described as palatial bathroom, he's in the tub watching a flat-screen TV.
At least a 46-inch flat-screen in front of the tub.
And it looks like one of those things when you watch the, on those home shows.
Oh, yeah. On HGTV, just, rich guys' houses.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the $1 million. I no longer feel guilty about taking your free lunch from you every Tuesday because that is just an absolutely gorgeous bathroom.
Yeah, the way you describe it, Paul, it sounds more like the character the Continental, Christopher Walken, did on Saturday Night Live with his champagne. That's the impression I get from James.
Yeah, this is quite impressive.
But this guy's got like...
You'll need to take a look at that when you get home.
Ceilings that look like they're about 12 feet high in his bathroom.
All right, enjoy the game.
Enjoy the game at the Palatial MetLife Stadium.
Indeed. All right, guys, we'll talk to you later tonight.
Keep track of those special teamers. I mean starters.
Unbelievable. That is unbelievable. But real quick, I want to hit to some of these
emails.
Okay,
now I got, what you got? More... emails coming in that apparently Jeff Tarpinian is making his first career start, unless they're all in on the joke now.
But they're coming from?
Fans who are watching the pregame show.
Oh, okay.
The Sunday night in America, football night, tonight. Faith Evans Hill.
Okay. Let's see. Christopher.
Should I not be off my game?
No.
Literally. I said it earlier. Is this a preseason game? Real game?
Christopher's with you, because he says, you know, let's just clone Vince Wilfork and put 11 of him out there. It'd probably work better based on, I would say, that's, you know, Sterling Moore and Jeff Tarpinian and these guys that are going to be actually out there playing. Not sure that this is the best way to go. Archie says Gerard Mayo is never going to be what we want him to be.
That's true.
He can't cover. He can't get picks. He rarely forces fumbles, and he don't even get any pass breakups. I believe Dane is our best cover linebacker.
I like Dane Fletcher.
Dane Fletcher is very good in coverage.
And I do need to defend people. Everyone was saying it's unfortunate, and this seems to be the story of his career. Unfortunate. Brandon Spikes was playing his best football, goes down with a knee injury, probably going to miss a few games here, stunt his growth again. He'll have to get a couple more games back to get into the motion. But
he played
I certainly
against
think
the Giants.
He was their best linebacker the last 2 weeks. I think he played well the week before. So it's unfortunate, and it's really unfortunate that now this apparently leads to starting Jeff Tarpinian.
Mark is a California Patriots fan who listens and watches from the Philippines. He says he's going with the Pats this week, not because I'm an avid loyal Pats fan, which I am, but because everyone is picking the Jets. So that's John's reverse lock theory. Whenever almost everyone is on the bandwagon of one team, the other team often wins. That is how Vegas builds all those big casinos. Lastly, I hope Nocho Cacho is the next roster cut. He's a waste of roster space for sure.
According to Michael Lombardi, he will not be. They believe he can still contribute. Just wanted to traitor, Donald Trump, friend of Robert Kraft.
Correct.
Is on the field on the Jets sideline, while John Bon Jovi, who's loyal, is on the field on the Patriots sideline. With Bill!
Keith asked the question. Maybe he was the one who tweeted it out. Should Taylor Price request a release after this game?
No, he should request that his paychecks continue to come.
Billy says, with Haynesworth gone and Cunningham active tonight, will we see the Pats primarily in a 3-4? No. I don't think so. We talked about that a little bit earlier. Just don't see it happening.
I like this rapid-fire reading of emails.
Well, that's what I wanted to do. That's what I was looking for. Glenn, four dudes of PPGS, I think he's counting the monkeys in the booth.
They're half dudes at best.
Like other PFW listeners, I've wondered about the possibility of Brady being injured since halftime of the Cowboys game. Have you guys not noticed how he is wearing a TE strap, black armband around his forearm? Yes, we have noticed that. Having elbow tendonitis problems in the past and wearing one, I know it is painful. I think the pain could most certainly affect his accuracy, and I think any problems with the quarterback's accuracy could easily get into his head, even our great Tom Brady. Unfortunately, it's not something that will get better anytime soon, if ever. I've had a really hard time listening to PFW over the last couple of weeks with the ridiculousness of the Debbie Downers out there. We aren't going to go 14-2 every year. All we can hope for is to be competitive each and every year and have a shot at the Super Bowl. As Paul said this summer, there are 32 teams all trying to win the Super Bowl, and only one can. That was a brilliant observation I made. This year, I know I'm in the minority, but I think we've still got a chance. The Patriots were off, and they have been struggling, but they aren't getting blown out every week. I think there is plenty of room for hope. At this time last year, we felt exactly the same way about this defense, but by week 12, they started showing improvement, and by 17, we had hope. Well, I didn't, but okay. We can still get to hope for the future. I think we are in for a real treat tonight. Offense will come back around, and we'll see what we've come to expect. Defense plays late, lights out, or at least okay. Pats 34, Jets 24, J-E-T-S, and Anthony in Naples, blow, blow, blow.
Wow.
That's Glenn in Bozeman, Montana, with a little listener-on-listener crime.
Speaking of that, don't you need to get to the email of the week?
I do. Thank you for setting me up. And it's time now for a little listener-on-listener crime. I heard Brooklyn Matt complaining about BIFF. That would be Belgian Italian French friend, Olivier. Well, I had to respond. I would rather listen to Olivier's sweet serenades than to Matt's insufferable blather any day. While Biff is subtly funny, Matt is obviously obnoxious. While Biff actually knows American football, Matt pretends not to care because football is too popular to like anyway. Bottom line, Matt from Brooklyn is a male member, while Olivier is more like the things that Andy is passionate about. By the way, what is the real deal with Fletcher? Can a thumb keep someone out this long?
Yes.
Why not wear one of those huge club casts? Is there more to this story or what? That's Mike in sunny Florida. And Mike, you almost ruined it by calling in and begging for it.
But almost took it away.
The only reason why I'm going to let it go is because it was already nominated by Matt as the email of the week. So that is our autotrader.com emailer of the week, and for that, you will receive a $100 gift card to the Patriots Pro Shop, courtesy of autotrader.com. And did you know, if you didn't, you know by now, because you're loyal listeners of the Patriot Pregame Social, did you know that autotrader.com has brand spanking new cars? You do now. Compare new cars and even special offers side by side so you can find the perfect deal on the one car your head and heart agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace. And congratulations to Mike. And hopefully he can get his wife something nice from the Patriots Pro Shop with that $100 gift card.
Oh, yeah. They got a pair of socks in there that I think you can get for under
$100. Well, you know, I don't know why. Again, you're just so darn negative.
I'm just, well, after this show, everything's been bringing me down. I'm not going to lie. Everything in this show has been bringing me down. Taylor Price isn't playing. Sterling Moore is starting. Patrick Chung's not playing. Apparently, there's a chance that Jeff Tarpinian could see major time at linebacker. What exactly am I supposed to be feeling good about right now?
I don't know. You could pretend.
I'm honest, Paul. One thing I don't do is lie. I'm honest.
Christopher chimes in on what that last emailer said about Brady being injured. He's heard reports about the injury as well. From what I hear, Brady suffered an injury. Oh, man, I can't read that. That
going down the water slide?
Wow. No.
Oh.
Matt in Brooklyn does chime in, though. Hey, Andy, I'm sure you'll be happy to hear about this one. I got stood up by Eric this morning down at Ground Zero.
Well, that's good.
We agreed to meet at a specific corner at 11. I read his PFW postcard, you know, the ones where he thinks he's Ernest Hemingway.
Ooh,
shot. And I learned that he jumped into the long line at 10:30. Well, I was looking all up and down that line for his bald head, but he must have already gone through it. How do you like them apples? Well, I screwed around down there until almost noon anyway, checking out all the hot blonde tourist chicks. New Yorkers are all dark-haired. Anyway, boy, is Scalavino gonna have to answer some questions come Wednesday. Hey, Hart, I hope you're happy.
I am. And it's a scorned lover like you is never, that's never comfortable.
All right, one final email before we wrap this up. This is one from Kyle. With everything going on with the Patriots organization, I feel like it can be best compared to the Titanic. Hard to get happy after that one. Everyone believes that the ship is unsinkable with Captain Belichick at the helm, given that he is widely considered the best in the business. However, Bill has let go of his battle-tested crew to hire a bunch of inexperienced guys instead. For this reason, Bill has taken on the role of navigation, map reading, and even been seen cooking in the kitchen for the passengers. That would be the fans, Andy. While reading the map, Bill accidentally hit an iceberg with the ship. He responded by cutting Lee Bodden and Albert Hainsworth. Everyone is aware of this on board, but the passengers slash fans are conflicted. Half of them are jumping ship or fleeing to the lifeboats. The others are still saying the ship is unsinkable, and in Captain Bill we trust. They continue to say this as the ship tilts and sits lower into the water until it is just too late and reality sinks in. This team has a great history, but they are what they are, for better or for worse. Thanks for all you guys do, and F the New Jersey Jackasses. And that's from Kyle.
Kyle.
That's sort of in line with all the emails we've gotten in the show. A lot of depression setting in Patriots Nation, and hopefully we give them something to snap out of that for next week, because I don't want to do a steady stream of Patriot pregame socials that have this kind of tab.
They will not be fun. The good news is on FanTab, they're feeling a little better. They're up to 73, a four-point jump in the show. So we got to move it in the right direction. And I really do think there's a chance the Patriots win tonight. I absolutely do. It's not numbers. It's my whole thing. I think they feel this. They feel the fans. They feel the media. They feel all this. Everybody's writing them off. They have no chance. And to me, that's when they play their best. They rally around each other, and they come out and play. But again, that's an old-school feeling. I don't know how that feeling works if Sterling Moore is playing safety and Jeff Tarpinian is playing linebacker and his first defensive snaps come as a starter and all these things. That concerns me. But the two things you have are that, and I still think Mark Sanchez can lay an egg on any given night. And if he sucks,
I agree. This is not an unwinnable game. And as Andy said, the points are the number is moving on FanTab, so it's time for you to move over to Patriots.com and check out the curse words. That's the in-game blog led by our illustrious leader, Fred Kirsch. You can participate in that throughout the day. Again, that's Kirsch Words. The party has not ended. We are about, 20 minutes or so away from kickoff. Hopefully you can stick back with Patriots.com and the Adam Pac-Man Jones post-game show here on Patriots.com and talk about a victory to snap out of this funk.
One way or another, that show is going to be interesting. Either fans will feel better, they'll be recharged, ready for the last part of the season, a nice schedule to run towards the postseason, or Lord have mercy, Adam's going to need some help.
I agree. Thanks for participating. We'll see you next week.
This has been the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now it's game time as the Patriots take on the New York Jets.
Third down and two for the Jets. Empty backfield. Back to throw. Is Sanchez going to be sacked? Bringing him down with Mark Anderson along with Rob Ninkovich.
Be sure to tune into Patriots.com radio all week long for recaps and reaction to this week's game.
Second and goal at the Jet 3. Ready? Inside handoff to Green. Ellis to the left. He's going to go charging in the end zone. Touchdown.
We look forward to hearing from you on next week's edition of the JetBlue Patriots pregame social.